The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on our lovely
planet Earth.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
Welcome to Being Here.
Yeah, you can slow down now because we ain't going nowhere.
Wow, we have arrived. I feel grateful about that.
I feel grateful about it, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's one of those simple pleasures to be where you are in your life in the current moment.
You know something I'm grateful about?
What are you grateful about, my dear?
Last month I had...
Aside from being with me.
Well, that is a constant source of gratitude for me, but I was... sick last month.
Yes.
Had a cold.
Yeah.
Amazing how one small cold can knock you on your behind.
Yes.
And I just feel really grateful to have some energy.
You know, I was saying something like that to you a little earlier. I have had a problem with my lower back for a while, and it's not here today. I mean, my back's here, but I have no pain. And that, for that, I am very grateful.
You know, it's interesting. If you are of a mind to, and I'm not sure I've quite put that the right way, but if you look around, divert your eyes to anything that's around you, there's a lot to be grateful for. I mean, in the shower, your hot shower.
Kings did not have a hot shower.
It just didn't happen. So it's like very...
You know, royalty... had to heat water, or their servants heated water and put it in a bucket, a long bucket. They called it a tub. And that was how they bathed. You guys can take, I mean, we all have, I mean, indoor plumbing.
But when you're preoccupied, trying to get somewhere, complaining, you won't even notice that you have these things.
You wouldn't notice the magnificence of the wind blowing through the trees.
I love, you know, when we worked with our producer to put together today's show, she gave us a quote, which I really love.
Are you going to read to us, please?
Yeah. It's an A.A. Milne Winnie the Pooh quote, and it said, Piglet noticed that even though he had a very small heart, it could hold a rather large amount of gratitude. And that's what today's show is about. It's about gratitude. And perfect timing because tomorrow is Thanksgiving in the United States, and we have a lot to be thankful for.
Right.
Even if you're not in the United States, it doesn't matter where you live.
Well, if you're listening to this show, you have a lot to be grateful for, just in that you have a possibility to have your life transform in an instant. All it takes is true listening, where you listen to hear what another is saying with the intention to hear their point of view. It's not about finishing their sentences in your mind. It's not about agreeing or disagreeing. It's about letting what's being said into you without interrupting the flow. Just listening to hear what another has to say is enough to get you into the current moment of your life, and that's something to be truly grateful for.
Have you ever noticed when you are really listened to, you feel loved or you feel well?
Yeah.
And a lot of you are going to be around family today and tomorrow. And for certain, we're moving into the holiday season where people have an opportunity to express their gratitude, even to people like their doorman, if you live in the city in a doorman building, or you know, the people who do services for you throughout the year. Listening is this incredible gift. First of all, when you listen, you pull yourself into the moment. You're here. You access the moment. You have well-being. When you listen, it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Well, if you actually hear what another person has to say, they feel heard. And look, we've all been raised around families. And if you remember Thanksgiving or any family occasion, everybody talks, nobody listens.
You know, and of course, there's plenty of distractions and fun and football and whatever. But today on this show, let's tune our skill set of listening to hear each other from the perspective of whoever's speaking, just for the sake of listening. It's such a relief not to be going somewhere.
Yeah.
Not to be driven to produce.
Yeah.
We're not going anywhere today. We're simply being here. So welcome to the show. We're happy you're here with us. And we actually have a caller waiting. Let's speak with her, shall we?
Claudia, are you there?
I am. How are you?
We're excellent.
How are you?
I'm great, thanks. And I'm calling from Oakville, Ontario, Canada.
Ontario, Canada.
Oakville? Are there lots of oaks in Oakville?
I'm not sure yet, but I'm going to find out.
How will you do that?
Pardon me?
Did you just arrive in Oakville?
No, I have lived here for the last 2 years. So this is what's really interesting about being grateful, is that whenever I've called in to the radio show before, I said I'm from Toronto. I'm calling from Toronto, when in fact, I do live in Oakville. And my gratitude to be living here, I live in a really nice house. I'm close to the lake. I can go for walks. And for the last year and a half, I have been trying to find a place to live in Toronto. And I was into complaints because, you know, driving into Toronto takes me about 25 minutes, and I wanted to be closer to my old neighborhood. And I, you know, I did a story on myself. And so I didn't fully appreciate where I am living. And recently, in the last couple of months, I said to myself, and I could not find a place in Toronto. It was just, there was always something wrong. I wasn't in the right neighborhood. There was always something. And I'm thinking, you know what? I think the universe is trying to tell me that I'm not supposed to move to Toronto. So what I did was I got myself into the moment and I said, you know, Oakville is really nice. I love where I live. And everything is just so easy now.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Are there oak trees in Oakville?
I believe there are.
You believe
well,
there
you know, isn't it fun that you've lived in a place for a
two
year
years.
And a half, 2 years?
Two years.
And you've been so resistant to being where you are, you haven't even looked around to see what trees you're surrounded by.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
When you're really where you are, it unleashes your innate curiosity about the world around you.
Mm-hmm.
And curiosity begets gratitude. Gratitude begets curiosity. It's all very exponential.
Yeah, like an interesting thing. I have one of these gasoline-driven leaf blowers, you know, that I throw on my back and I blow the leaves off the deck and like that. And it wasn't working well in the last couple of days. So I took it to the dealer, and it was going to cost me about $100 to send it off to a mechanic to have it repaired. And while I was standing there talking to a man, he said, "Have you ever tried this stuff?" Well, not the mechanic, not the clerk at the store, but another customer. He said, "Have you ever tried this stuff? It really cleans out the engine really well." And I looked at it and I said, "How much is this?" They said, $10. I said, $10 versus $100 to have the motor fixed, if, you know, and it would take 2 weeks for it to come back. So I say, okay, I'll take a chance. I'll buy it for $10 and see what happens. I come home just before this radio show. I empty the gas out of the leaf blower, and I put some of this fuel mix in, and I start it up, and within 5 minutes, it's running beautifully again. I'm grateful for that.
But you know what you're missing in the retelling of this, Shia, because he told me when he came home, because he was touched, is that the gentleman who showed him the fuel mix that was somebody who was considering buying a leaf blower, and he asked Shia his opinion or his experience on leaf blowers and whether you want one with more power or do you just go ahead and, you know,
he
get
said,
one that's
should
more
should I spend
fun?
The extra $50 to get more power? And I said, well, in my experience, especially with things like chainsaws and leaf blowers, a little extra power is always something to... I hate to be underpowered, and I'd rather have more than less.
So that Shia was giving of his knowledge, that he was available, that he was easy to access, that he wasn't so busy going somewhere that he blew this guy off or treated him as an intrusion. The man felt comfortable enough to...
share with me about this fuel mix that I then bought, put in the leaf blower, and now it's working just dandy.
And there's something really wonderful about that.
I'm very grateful about that.
Yeah.
But you see, I'm grateful about everything that's showing up in my life in each moment. Because if you're here for your life, life is so astounding. The opportunity to be alive, to be here in your life, is such a gift. It's worth being grateful for, especially if you're, you know, like today's been a pain-free day, basically, as far as my physicality is concerned. And that's something I am grateful for. To be able to be healthy is something to be grateful for. People take their lives and their health for granted, like, well, of course.
You know, it's interesting how you put it, Claudia. It was so well articulated. I want to circle back around and underline it. You talked about how you had a story that it was inconvenient and a story that you should live in Toronto. And the story itself produces dissatisfaction when you listen to it as if it's true and as if it's you. And that you started looking to see how the circumstance of your life were lining up and what they were arguing for.
Yeah,
you said yes.
That's right. So congratulations, Claudia. That's why you're in great shape. You know, it's so easy to get lost in the stream of complaints. You see, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's really anthropological, and an anthropologist studies cultures. And if you observe how the culture that you function in and see your own part in it, then you start to get answers to questions you never asked. Like, if you realize that you live in a sea of complaint, where everybody's complaining and disagreeing with how their lives are, then you can extricate yourself from that sea of complaint without resisting it, but by seeing it, you don't have to join in it. And by seeing it, it loses its power over your life.
Mm-hmm. And the interesting thing was that it happened, as you say, in an instant. Like, it wasn't that I thought about it, or it wasn't that, you know, I did a whole big thing in my head about it. I just went, oh, I like where I live. And then everything just turned. It was really transformative.
Congratulations. That is so... so profound what you're saying, because you see, it happens in an instant. Last week we were on a radio show. There was a fellow's name was Michael who was on the show with us, and he said, or a week or two ago, I'm not certain because time is a little funny for me, but he was talking about how, for medical reasons, he had to stop drinking coffee, and he woke up feeling grouchy and grumpy and achy, and he realized, out of having attended our workshops, that it wasn't caused by something. All he had to do was look at it, and in an instant, he went from being upset and grumpy to having it clear away just out of feeling it without blaming it on his lack of coffee.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. When you see something, it happens in an instant. Transformation is instantaneous. It doesn't happen over time.
No, I absolutely see that. It was like I've had, you know, transformations along the way because I've been, you know, with you for some time now. But this was really profound. Like it was just so there for me that I was in awe of it. It was like, oh wow, this is amazing, and you know, I'm so grateful for that, and so grateful for being where I am, and so I'm just so grateful for so many things. You know, you talk about your health and, you know, family and friends, and in Canada we had our Thanksgiving in October, and I was with my daughter-in-law's family, and We stayed together for two nights, and I got to bond with them, and it was absolutely amazing, and I was just there in the moment and just feeling with everybody, and the food was great, everything was just wonderful. So things have transformed for me. It's just I'm just so grateful for everything.
That's great. And that's a perfect time because we now have to take a break.
Okay.
We'll be back shortly with Claudia and with you. Come on back.
And don't miss being here.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious. And being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
just a couple of weeks now in New York City, we are doing the Freedom to Breathe Art of Being a Healer weekend.
And you are invited.
I realize that.
I would do everything you could to make it because it's worth it. You know, we earlier talking to Claudia, and she's still going to be with us when we come back, about how her life has really transformed in an instant, and that is what's possible in the workshops.
Somebody came up to me at a Monday night recently and was asking me about the workshop, and they were in computers or banking or something that really didn't have anything to do with the healing arts, and they were like, the art of being a healer. And I said to her, yes. And as we were talking about listening earlier, I realized that when you really listen to someone and they feel heard and they feel well, it's a healing event. And that all of us innately are healers. Our presence is a healing thing. And the weekend is also includes the hands-on healing type work that was a precursor to our seminars, because Shai discovered if he could direct a person's attention into what was happening in their body, and if they looked at it without judging it, it could complete itself in an instant. And then, of course, we discovered that works also as well as a phenomena across the board, not only physically in a one-on-one situation. And the Freedom to Breathe is a lovely portion of the weekend where you get a person to be with you as a partner while you're doing a breathing technique.
And that brings you into your body and into yourself and into the current moment of your life.
And you get the attention of someone for the reason that you are breathing. That is all you have to produce is a breath. And that is pretty cool. That's as hard as you have to work, which, frankly, is not hard at all.
Right.
Also, in January, we're doing Money, Success, and Happiness, Wealth as a Lifestyle. That's early January. You can find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Still with us?
I am.
Good. Very, very good.
I am really thrilled for you because, you know, first of all, we've known you for a few years now, and you've moved through different stages in your development and your discovery of yourself and your own transformation. And listening to you speak today, it's a different Claudia, a transformed Claudia, because every other conversation I think I've ever had with you was based in a complaint about some circumstantial thing, and it's clear that every aspect of your life is cooking now.
Yes, and I feel it. I feel it, and it feels amazing. It just feels amazing. The other thing I've been doing, which I have been doing in the past, but even more so now, is looking in people's eyes. It really brings you into the moment, and people connect with you so much more. I'm blown away by it. It's great.
Well, you know, Claudia, what you're talking about is you connecting up with the people you're with. It isn't just that you're looking in their eyes. You're looking to see who's across from you.
But I remember when you very, very first came, maybe even the first workshop you did a number of years ago. And it reminds me of The Wizard of Oz. In the book The Wizard of Oz, when Dorothy and crew went to the Emerald City, they were all given a pair of spectacles, and they were emerald-tinted glasses. So right. The Emerald City wasn't green in particular, but they saw through this lens of green. And back then, when you looked in people's eyes, it went through these filters that you've had the courage to see, you've had the courage not to judge, and they've dissolved. The courage of the filters of complaint or complaint about yourself or judgment, that critical nature, and I'm not talking about the attentiveness to detail type critical in nature. I'm talking about that
finding fault.
That fault finding thing most of us learn. And it's really sweet to hear you being here.
Yeah, you know, just hearing you, I can hear it in your voice. You're really here these days, and I'm just so happy for you.
You know what you're describing?
What?
Practical enlightenment. Really, it doesn't get more fundamental than being satisfied with where you are and where you live.
And what you're up to in each moment.
And that in an instant you have this experiential epiphany.
And it's profound, far beyond what you would expect.
And far beyond what you can describe.
Yes, exactly. It's hard to put it into words, and yet it was just so profound. It's amazing. It's amazing. Thank you,
you guys are so amazing.
You give me goosebumps.
I'm sorry, pardon?
You give me goosebumps. Listening to you, I get goosebumps.
And I said, you are amazing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. For calling in today.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thanks for attending our workshops.
Looking forward to seeing you.
In our lives.
In Costa Rica.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I've already started putting my clothes aside for that as I'm going through my summer things. You know, I think, oh, I'm going to take that to Costa Rica, and I put it in one closet. So I'm starting to sort already.
Good.
Perfect.
That's great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. Excellent.
Hey, we have another caller.
Let's take her, shall we?
All right.
Okay, Colleen, where are you calling from?
Hey, I'm calling from work. I'm in New Jersey.
Okay. Welcome.
So thank you. It's so great to be on this call with you, especially with this subject. I said to my coworker as I was coming in to find a conference room to speak with you, I was like, I'm getting on a radio call on gratitude. And she's like, oh, Colleen, you're such a nut. And it's a person that I'm really close with. We sit next to each other. And together, I just slip into this big sea of complaint with her about everything. And I feel like I can't stop myself, and it goes on forever. And I'm
No. Okay. See, I'm the wrong person to tell this to. You don't have to jump into the sea of complaint. You could, if it's a complaint about one of your coworkers, take this person by the hand and walk them over and say, this person has something to tell you.
But the complaint right now
is about
your coworker, and you very effectively have now gathered pawns in your war against her. Even though none of us have ever met her, or likely have never met her, what you haven't caught is that you resisted her. What you resist persists.
And most definitely dominates your life.
And the second thing is, she can only be exactly as she is.
As you can only be exactly as you are. So making her wrong for being the way she is keeps you stuck and keeps her stuck.
And the third thing is, anything you see without judging completes itself.
Right. So you can be a very healing agent for this person just by allowing them to be themselves without picking on them for being the way they are.
The other thing is, you can start to bring awareness to what topics are going to elicit
complaint from her.
You know, and it may just be her normal way of being. But I am willing to hazard a guess, Colleen, that on some level you would love for her to come to Mondays with you. You'd love her to experience transformation. That was kind of a sneaky way to get her to want to listen to the radio show. So you weren't just saying, hey, I'm going to go be on a thing about gratitude. On some low level there, you were trying to fix her. Possible?
Yes.
It wasn't just an open invitation, like, I really like this. You want to listen? And if she says no, you know, there's this guy we like who we go up to his fishing lodges. And I invited him to a Monday recently, and I sent him a picture that we took while we were up there, and he's like, you know, it's not my thing, but you never know. And then he posted the picture on Facebook, and then next thing I know, he's LinkedIn with us. But I really get it that what we're up to is not his thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I am not trying to make it his thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not trying to be not me. I'm not going to not talk about what we do. But at the same time, I'm not going to try to manipulate him to do what I think would be better for him.
Mm. That's so good. Because I think I do that with people everywhere on all sorts of stuff.
I try to manipulate people
by things that I want. Things I want, I guess.
Well, let me ask you a question about that.
Yeah.
Say you manipulate somebody to get what you want. Does that satisfy you?
No.
Now you got to look at this. Does the getting what you want, is it satisfying? Do you feel any better if you get what you want?
No, probably not.
Well, I
can say with all certainty from having observed you, the answer is no, absolutely not. Because I remember there was a time you were lobbying for your husband to do something, and what it is doesn't really matter. And he came along with you wholeheartedly, and then whilst he was there, you were lobbying for him to do the next thing. So when you're in that place of dissatisfaction, nothing can fill it because it's an endless void.
Right. Well, in the early years of our relationship, Ariel and mine, or the early weeks and months, she would ask me to do things to change the environment when we were making love.
And he was really smart because he heard what I had to say. I mean, I actually genuinely at the time...
He still is really smart, by the way.
Yeah, you are. But if I go back to look at that...
Listen.
I genuinely at the time thought that my being tight in an intimate situation sexually... had to do with outside influences. This was before transformation. So if it was too bright and I thought that was distracting me from being with him, would turn down the lights. If it was not light enough so I couldn't see him, would turn up the lights. If the music was something that bothered me, would turn it. If it, you know, so it was like this endless stream of get more pillows, less pillows. I mean, like, I could find... And then there came a point where I realized he had fulfilled everything I had requested and everything was ideal, and I still had that internal tension. That was when I realized it was me. And I started looking to myself as opposed to rearranging the circumstances so that I would be more comfortable.
Mm.
And so your complaining coworker complains because you're there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You got something to do with it, whether you realize it or not. And the sooner you realize it, the better off you'll be, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
Because it doesn't make you feel any better when you're keeping a list of transgressions and grievances.
Do you think it... I'm going to ask a very specific question now. Do you think it's more transformed to be without complaint?
Yes.
Excellent.
That was an honest answer.
I love that. You were raised, if we're anthropologists, you were raised in a Judeo-Christian mindset.
Mostly Christian.
Yes, but it has the basis.
That came from the Judeo.
And, you know, what is more... Christian, what is better? It's better to be kind and to do unto others and all
and
those things.
And not complain.
So now
yes.
You've got that mindset and you've now transferred it into transformation. It's become your new religion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not always, but from time to time it has those overtones. So then you don't want to see how you are. you don't want to see all those petty thoughts that you have. You don't want to see how much you complain or elicit other people's complaints.
Mm.
So, because you have that in the bad category, and you're trying to be a good girl or a good woman,
good category, not
or a
the
good
bad
transformer.
Right.
Yes.
And one of the things that makes Shia and I so authentic and useful to people is we register what goes on with us, and sometimes like there's a visceral dislike of something or someone. That doesn't mean that we have to act it out.
And it doesn't mean we're bad people because we have it. It just happens. So we notice it without judging it, and then it loses its power over our lives. But if I thought complaining people were a problem, a lot more people would be complaining around me.
And not only that, you can live anywhere on planet Earth because the world is populated with complaining people.
That's right.
In fact, that's all there are.
I
guarantee you there'll be people complaining that we're going to take a break now, and what's upcoming is a commercial they've heard before. But if you listen to hear what another person is saying, you're going to discover how incredibly talented the two people who did the voiceovers are. So we'll be back shortly,
everyone.
And you
might even be grateful for the information they have to offer.
Yeah, if you actually listen.
Right. So
we'll be back shortly.
Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. Transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Invite meaning and inspiration to your life. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
All right.
Hope you didn't leave Being Here. So welcome back to the show.
Right.
One of the things that we offer is our email newsletter called the Excellence Club. If you're not part of it, sign up now. You'll get our newsletter of the month, which includes a video of the month, article of the month. If you like to have that more often, the Premium Excellence Club subscribers get a video of us having a conversation with an individual or a couple each week in their inbox, and there's special articles for those as well. So if you want to know more, of course, that's at transformationmadeeasy.com. You still with us, Colleen?
I am.
How you doing?
I'm doing really good. I'm feeling good. Thank you so much.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You know, we made a note of things before we did the show about gratitude, and also a list of you can't be grateful if. Mm. And then we put in a number of things that are like these barriers between a person
and gratitude
and their sense of gratitude. And one is if you perceive yourself as a victim. And earlier in the conversation with you, you were certainly perceiving yourself
yes,
as a victim
you
of your coworker.
Yes, you were the victim of your coworker, right?
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
I wrote an article some time back called Pain-Free Dentistry. And one of the things that Sean and I do when we go to the dentist is, in most cases, we do our dentistry without any
Novocaine.
And they've gotten very used to us there because we've gone there for a number of years.
They're still not used to us.
But they're accustomed to that request. But I remember once going to the dentist, and he had me bite down. You know, once they do things and they adjust it, they have you bite on paper that shows if you have any high spots or low spots on a new cap or crown or where they've done a filling. And he knew that I'd be able to tell better because my mouth wasn't numb. And I said, oh, it feels like it's hitting a little bit. And he said, I knew you'd say that. I hate you. And I really offended myself with that. And it was really funny sometime later to realize that situation had some turmoil in it. You're getting your mouth drilled on. There's pain associated, or at very least sensation. There's the potential for fear of pain. There's all that other stuff going on. And that I was going to leave there, and he wasn't even going to remember that he said that, and he certainly didn't mean it the way I took it, because that's just his style of joking around. Mm. But I dragged it around and bothered myself for a period of time with it. And it really became pain-free dentistry when I realized that victimizing myself with his joke, his throwaway comment that meant nothing to him, was causing me pain, and he would never, ever remember
it. Here's the thing. You offended yourself. See, people say and do things, and then you have a choice. Each of us has a choice. We can either offend ourselves or not. I went to the same dentist recently because one of my crowns came off, an old one from way back when I...
About 30 years ago.
And the tooth was a little decayed underneath there. He had to shape it and drill it and do all the things he did. And he did it without Novocaine. And he made some comment that I could have called nasty about my being a nut because I don't use Novocaine. He cauterized the gum. He did everything without Novocaine. It wasn't that bad. It wasn't bad at all, actually. And then the nurse says to me, you want to leave the bib on if you want to rinse your mouth so you don't get any water on you. I said, I'm not going to get any water on me. My mouth isn't numb. I don't have to worry about dripping on myself. But they're so used to numbing people. Mm-hmm. See, look, getting numb is not such a great idea. But people drink alcohol to get numb. They use drugs to get numb. Numb is not better than unnumb.
Mm.
And their holiday parties coming up. A lot of people eat themselves insensible with foods they wouldn't normally eat also in attempt to get numb. But there's a possibility.
If you feel what's going on in your life gets exciting.
Mm. Cool.
So when you go back out there, go back out and do your job.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Rather than find fault with your coworkers so you don't have to do your job so you can spend your time complaining to yourself about her complaining.
And I'll tell you, there are a few people in our lives that I need to pay attention to because that is their way of socializing.
Right.
And if you pay attention, you don't have to
jump into the current of complaint.
Unless you want to take a break and you're not being honest with yourself.
What do you mean by that? Take a break. No
two things can occupy the same Colleen at the same time. So either she can work or she can complain, which is taking a break.
Yes. Okay.
Was that concise enough?
Yeah. Okay.
Good. Hey, thanks for calling in.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Really appreciate it. Speaking with you. It was fun.
Yeah.
We have another caller, too.
Let's take him.
Hey, Zach, you there?
I am here.
Where are you today?
Today, I am in Denver, Colorado. I live in Boulder, but I'm hanging out in Denver today.
All right.
Yeah, and I'm currently very grateful. I'm outside, and I'm leaning on this fence, and I've had this horrible back pain, and I'm very grateful for this fence because it's rubbing me in the right way, and it feels great right now.
Grateful for
the fence is rubbing you
the right way.
That's very cool.
Yes.
Yeah, but yesterday I found myself in quite like a in my mind complaint state of mind for a couple of hours. You know, I'm like thinking about my life, like, oh man, like I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm just complaining about everything. You know, I was thinking, oh, I could be doing this better, I could be doing that better. But then I always find that when I find my breath, I'm so grateful for my breath. Because I find my breath, and then I immediately calm down, and I'm just thankful for my breath. It's always there. It's this thing that I always seem to overlook, but when I find it, it just calms me, and it brings me into being here, you know? And I'm very thankful for my breath.
Good.
That's great.
Well, you know,
yeah.
If you don't have it, you're dead, so.
Exactly. Yeah, I've been going through a lot of changes right now. I used to be in a band for 3 years, and that broke up in the springtime. And, you know, I'm a freelance musician, and I've been bouncing around from project to project and working part-time jobs. You know, like, life could be up and down, and, you know, happy. I could be happy, I could be sad sometimes, but, you know, I've found no real reason to be sad. You know, it's just like everything's great, and it's working out great, and I'm getting all these new opportunities and meeting new people and expanding in different ways. And I find that without complaint, you know, that happens. And if I'm shutting myself off from the world, none of these things would have happened. You know, I'm working at these festivals, and I'm actually booking some bands right now, which is pretty cool. And, life is good when you're there for it.
It is. It definitely mm-hmm. is.
So yeah. Did you call in with a question about anything?
Yeah, you know, because like I said, I'm bouncing between jobs, and I'm kind of, like, struggling to see where, because I was set on being a musician for a long time, like, hey, yeah, I want to be in a band, but now, you know, I'm kind of at the crossroads, still want to be involved with music, but, you know, I'm trying to figure out where to go, and, you know, sometimes I find myself struggling, and, you know, I'm trying to figure out how to, like, find what I want to do. And
You keep saying you're trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a good example for figuring out life. I mean, I really didn't discover what my life was about until I was in my 40s.
You guys, someone you'd call a late bloomer.
Yeah.
But he was very skilled, actually, at following where the moment was taking him rather than being dictated by where his thoughts told him he should be.
Mm-hmm.
And which is ultimately what we are about, what we teach, what we do, but how we are.
The thing is this, Zach, if you allow yourself to do whatever you're doing as though it's the ultimate. It's like what your life has been all about. Then you will start engaging in life in such a way that you will be very attractive to other people to have you work with them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what your chosen profession will end up being eventually, but if you engage with whatever you're doing as though it's what you want to do, even a part-time gig, you know, your day job,
mm-hmm.
if you do it as though it's what you want to do, then life will get easy for you, and you'll discover what's next and where to go.
Mm-hmm.
Life will make itself very apparent to you. You know, it's interesting. Claudia, who was speaking, did you catch her in the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I did.
She realized that she had all kinds of ideas about where she should be, but when she got to be where she was, everything got better.
So one of the things that I hear when you talk about bouncing around from job to job is there's a judgment in that.
There's a level of dissatisfaction in it.
As if that's less.
Or it's not where you should be right now.
And, you know, it's obvious that you don't want a band right now, because if you wanted one, you'd collect people to be in a band. I was very clear, never even having heard you live, when you came to our workshop one year in Cambridge, that you were the glue that held that band together and that you were the driving force behind it to begin with. So I'm very clear you were the driving force in ending it, too, when you were ready to move on to something else.
Yeah.
But you're, on some level, second-guessing it because you don't understand where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
You may never understand where it's going, but you can allow yourself, by being in the current moment of your life, to discover where your life is heading. And then you can ride the horse in the direction it's going, rather than try to get to what you think will be better than where you are.
So true.
You know, one of the big challenges when you're trying to find yourself, Zach, and you may or may not be doing this, so I'm not only speaking to you, obviously, but all of the
listeners,
is to do it either in, do what you do, either in opposition to or without the counsel or support of one's parents. And I know that your parents are very supportive of you, because, of course, we know them. But sometimes people don't connect in with their support structure who might have good ideas for them. And, you know, you can't really be grateful for what you got if you're trying to prove yourself or go for approval, or if you're in opposition to one or the other of your parents. And I'm not suggesting that you're in opposition to your parents, but there's a high likelihood that there's even more
possible,
more support available for you, because just even by virtue of having been around longer, either one of your parents may have seen things that they've done that worked or didn't work, that you could make the process easier for yourself if you're willing to allow them to support you.
Yeah. I love my parents. They're so supportive. They're amazing.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in today. It was lovely having you.
Yeah.
Lovely being here.
Thanks. And we're going to be heading off soon. You know, I'm grateful to all our listeners. You know, we're moving closer now to the end of the year. Shai and I often talk about it, how wonderful it is that people are listening to our show to look at what's possible for themselves and for other people. There are so many wonderful ways to share the show now. iTunes, people can subscribe.
Facebook.
You can download it. We know somebody who was in the hospital, and a friend downloaded a couple hundred shows and put it on an iPod and sent it to them so they could put it on shuffle. If you're getting something from the show, share it with others.
Yeah.
And we'd be grateful.
Yeah, transformation happens in your life when you share it. And if you try to keep it for yourself, it goes bad.
Thanks for being with us today. Really. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.